Critics say the new letter grading system for school performance that was passed into law earlier this year is so narrow in its calculations that it will appear as though schools are doing worse than they are.
There are always going to be schools under this bill that get F's and D's.
Peggy Jo Kennett is a member of the Jordan School Board and president of the Utah School Boards Association. She says there are Utah schools being praised nationally that will get a failing grade under this new system. Kennett says the system doesn't make concessions for schools with more special needs or low-income students, and it doesn't value progress.
Some students start at very low levels and they make great growth during a school year, but if they don't achieve the proficiency level for their grade, even if they're half a point below, then they are not recognized as having achieved growth.
Utah Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says schools should be praised for passing students, not just for progress within the school year. And he argues many of the schools in the state that are getting national attention are being rewarded for special accomplishments, not academic strength.
So it's like the paint on the car, but when you open the door, you know, it's not looking very good inside. That's what school grading does. It exposes, you know, what's happening underneath the hood.
Utah's new system was modeled after a grading system in Florida. A major difference is that Florida lawmakers included programs for schools to improve upon receiving a poor grade. Niederhauser says that's something Utah still has to design. Whitney Evans, KUER News.